Our gospel reading for this morning is from Luke's gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. It's on page 75 of the New Testament portion of your pew Bible. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." In the church year, we are at the end of the liturgical season of Pentecost. In the lectionary, this Sunday is Christ the King Sunday, and the following Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, a season of 4 Sundays that lead up to our celebration of Christmas. Here at Lakeview, we're celebrating Thanksgiving Stewardship Sunday. We could also call it Commitment Sunday. We hope everyone will fill out a pledge sheet, pledging your time and talents in any way which you feel you could help this church and the community around us, and pledging some amount of money, even if it's just a quarter or a dollar a week. However limited your income may be, it is good for you to share the money that you have. Hear that again? It's good for you to share, no matter how limited your resources are. At this session meeting this past Thursday, I asked each person to share one thing for which they are grateful. We each have so many, many things for which to be grateful that I think from time to time, we need to focus on just one thing, really focus on one thing for which we're grateful. That's not necessarily the thing that we're most grateful for. That might be hard to determine, but focus on just one thing for which you're grateful. I think that the flip side of Thanksgiving is stewardship. We are stewards, caretakers of those things for which we're thankful. We're responsible, we take care of, we're stewards of the earth, our bodies, our resources, those things for which we are thankful. I have a quote that I carry around in my head. It's, "Happiness is found in grateful living." Well, I don't know where I read it, but I wrote it down and saved it on my computer. And when I looked up in my Thanksgiving stewardship folder on the computer, I found out that the quote is actually, "Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude," says Dennis Waitley. I'll say that again. Happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. When I was reading through this morning's scripture in preparation for the sermon, I noticed something that I've never noticed before, and I don't know why, because it's so obvious. Jesus said to the one leper who turned back, your faith has made you well. He doesn't mean that the man's faith has cured him of leprosy. All 10 of the lepers had already been cured. So what does Jesus mean, your faith has made you well? What do you think? What does Jesus mean, your faith has made you well, when all of the lepers had already been healed? I came to the conclusion that Jesus' distinction between his healing, which had already been accomplished, and the wellness which Jesus said that the man's faith had accomplished seemed to lie hidden in the word well. I think Jesus was saying something akin to the quote from Dennis Waitley. Happiness, wellness, is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. When we lived in Pocomoke City, Maryland, from where I retired from serving Presbyterian churches, I continued to receive emails from Peninsula Regional Medical Center, PRMC. One of them, which again I saved in my Thanksgiving stewardship file on my computer, is on the health benefits of feeling and expressing gratitude. The email went like this. Expressing gratitude is not just nice, it's health promoting. Taking minutes to notice, experience, and deeply feel grateful for beauty, kindness, and other natural gifts may trigger biochemical change in your body that strengthens your immune system, promotes hormonal balance, and counters the effects of aging. Some of us here could really use that. Saying thank you to others is a start, for sure. But taking your attitude of gratitude to the next level can be transformative to your health and happiness. Try to build a daily habit of calling your attention to people, places, experience, or moments you appreciate, perhaps combining it with your exercise warm-up or cool-down, a particular spot in your daily walk, your pre-meal blessing, even contemplating good things about the day you've had when you brush your teeth before bedtime. It continues. A major study on gratitude from the University of Pennsylvania followed two groups of people who kept journals for 10 weeks. One group was asked to note 5 reasons why they felt grateful each week, while the other group was asked simply to report on their activities. The gratitude journalers experienced numerous health benefits, including better mood, optimistic outlook, and more energy. Longer, sounder sleep, logging an average of an additional 30 minutes per night. Lower blood pressure with a 10% reduction in systolic pressure. Improved kidney function, fewer aches and pains. Studies have shown other benefits too, including resilience that makes it easier to adjust to life setbacks, to a happier marriage, success at work, and longer lives. Teaching your children to focus on what they feel grateful for can improve their lives too. One study found that when young children are taught to feel and express gratitude, they have more friends, while another reported that high school kids with grateful attitudes had higher grade point averages compared to those whose lives were focused on materialistic goals. This is the month when we traditionally focus on gratitude and thanks. But it's smart to cultivate your attitude of gratitude all year long. I call your attention to the questions for reflection. For what do you feel grateful? Focus on just one thing. When and how do you express gratitude to other people? Is this a part of your normal life, or is it difficult for you? Do you just routinely say thank you? Or do you take the time to really pay attention to the person to whom you are expressing your thanks? How do you express gratitude to God? I mean this as an intentional act, not just joining in our prayer of thanksgiving in our response in the communion liturgy. How do you express gratitude to God? Many of us love singing our opening hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." But do we really pay attention to the words? Do we really mean that and acknowledge God's abiding love, God's faithful presence in our lives? When are we truly grateful for God's faithfulness? Such gratefulness requires a response. What sort of response might that be? Faithful living as a disciple of Jesus Christ, really trying to live as he lived, risking our own comfort and safety to help others who are oppressed, living in the midst of violence and poverty, not turning deaf ears to racial or ethnic slurs or jokes, and giving of our resources and money and talents to share in the work of mission of the church. These are ways that we might express our gratitude to God. Again, this morning, we are collecting our pledges of time, talents, and money. That's another way you can express your gratitude to God. Take a moment again to think of one thing for which you're grateful. And then take, if you have not already filled out a commitment page, Diane has more. Raise your hand, she will bring one to you. Express your gratitude to God by making a commitment this day. A friend sent me a quote from John Milton. John Milton said, "Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life in the world. Happiness is found in grateful living." Amen.